Steven, back at it. Just talk about how you feeling.
Felt good out there today. You know, it's always exciting to be on the field with your teammates. Quite different than when you're on the side rehabbing by yourself. But to be in the mix of things with my teammates, it felt pretty good.
What's the plan? What's any scheduled plan for you to get back?
Well, right now we haven't really talked about it. We just want to make sure that everything is going accordingly. You know, I'm expecting whenever my number's called to be ready. So I'll make sure that conditioning-wise and mentally-wise, I'm prepared for whenever my number's called.
How tough is that when you're not on the field and going full go to be preparing mentally and being in condition?
I mean, it's not that tough. I'm an old veteran guy, so I know kind of the tricks of the trade, what to do to get in shape. You know, it's from just doing wind sprints on the side while we're doing walkthrough to, you know, riding a bike early in the morning, coming in before the guys get in. There's those hours in the day so I can make sure that I, you know, make sure that I'm fit for and ready.
I'm sure there have been a lot of preseasons where you had very limited snaps as a veteran, but would you like to have a couple, would you be okay to go into the season if you hadn't played in a...
Well, I mean, I love the game of football, so whenever, you know, there's a football on the field and there's, you know, two teams opposing each other, you know, I'm ready to play. But at the same time, those hits in the preseason hurt just like the one in the regular season hurt as well. So whatever way coach decided to go, I'll be prepared for it. But, you know, just because it's preseason doesn't mean that the hits are any softer.
Yeah. Especially when you're in there, right?
Right.
You're going
after
number one.
Right. Exactly.
When you initially suffered the injury, did any part of your mind say, God, I hope this doesn't linger like it did last year? Because it was. I'm sure it was frustrating last year when you had to deal with it lingering when you thought you would be back sooner.
To be quite honest with you, it's going to sound kind of like I'm blowing smoke, but to be honest with you, when the injury didn't reoccur, but when it happened to the other leg, I just asked myself, I said, you know, there's a reason for this, and I'm going to approach it in a different manner. Last year I was stressed. I wanted to make sure I was out there on the field. I felt like I had something to prove. And this year I said, you know what, I'm just going to take it with a grain of salt. I'm going to make sure that I'm 100% healthy time I come back so that the Atlanta fan base get to see exactly what they expect.
Coach Smith said the following day that he was fully confident you'd be ready for the regular season. Did you have that confidence from the start that it wouldn't be serious enough to endanger you for the season?
I did. I'm pretty in tune with myself, and I knew that this injury was nothing like last year. But at the same time, you have to listen to your body, and I wanted to make sure I did that. In the NFL season, you don't get time, and fortunately enough, this time I had time to make sure that I was right.
Could you tell the people that you, this is old, but still they're talking about it, and you didn't have access to, that the rooms changed with moving in, that you weren't trying to take Matt Ryan's room, that was, you thought it was TJ's room?
I don't want to explain that.
So I just thought I'd ask. People were asking about it, and if we'll give you the opportunity to explain it if you'd like.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Hey, talk about the offer. We'll go back.
That is an offer.
How's the offense look to you as you had to watch them from the side? You had the big drive in Miami, little sputters against Houston, and then, you know, some explosive plays this week here against the Titans.
I think as an offense, we've shown that we have big playability. The thing that I know we want to as a unit, we want to make sure that we're consistent. Last game, you know, we came out, first half played really, really good football. The second half, regardless of not if it was starters, we didn't get a lot of good, successful drives going. So we want to make sure who's ever in the game, backup or starter, we're consistent and we're moving the ball, because in the NFL, you never know who's going to be up.